Chuck. Which I suppose is the same as pot roast. The Boston cut. Chops and the loin chops and the stew meat. Of course, that's with beef too. And lamb patties. Lamb fricassee. Well, that's the way of cooking it. And then, of course, there's beef, I should have said soup meat.
Kinds of fowl, edible fowl.
Well, there's turkey and duck and chicken and quail. Pigeon.
You have a name for milk, and that is, I don't mean buttermilk, but just thickened and perhaps soured milk.
Sour cream. Cottage cheese.
When you speak of cottage cheese,
that would be pressed out. That's
is this
just,
what the cottage cheese is?
Is just milk with the water. It's milk that turns sour, and then you let all the water. You put it in a bag and squeeze it out, and it has few calories in it.
When you speak of cottage cheese, you mean that. Milkmen have it.
You milkmen
and
have it.
That has different meanings in different
parts.
Oh,
I see. No, you buy it in little cartons
yes.
By the pound.
I just want to be sure that we meant the same thing with cottage cheese. A sweet liquid that might be put over some kind of dessert. What would you call that?
Custard.
Or something pour it over. Apples, the native apples, is a side frequently eaten with pork. Apple.
Oh, sauce. Cranberry sauce.
Now, does sauce ever mean a dish of fruit served, a fresh fruit served as dessert to you? A dish of fresh peaches?
No.
Never.
No, it's always cooked into smaller segments.
As eating a little something between meals, we call
snack.
And the past tense of eat?
Eat.
And the past participial form?